Eli Manning with a few new accolades. Hello, everyone. Welcome here to Giants.com. This is the latest two-minute drill. I'm Lance Meadow, joined by Paul DiTino. As I mentioned, Eli Manning named to the Pro Bowl for the fourth time in his career. This is going to be the third time he's going to take part in the game. He replaces Ben Roethlisberger, who is injured for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, Paul, when you look at his numbers this season, he's had some career year.
Very well-deserved, Lance. I don't think there's any question about it. You know, these are back-to-back terrific seasons now he has put up for Ben McAdoo. And, you know, you could make an argument. It was one of the best three or four seasons he's had in his career. And I thought, quite frankly, he was underrated during the course of this season because the Giants hadn't done as well as they had wanted to. And so Eli was kind of getting pushed to the background. But really, he had one of those dynamic seasons that most quarterbacks would dream of.
35 touchdown passes. That was a new career high, one shy of the mark set by Y.A. Tittle in 1963. Plus, he set franchise marks in completions as well as pass attempts. And, Paul, he's going to be side and side with Odell Beckham, who's one of the four captains in the Pro Bowl, and they're going to draft those selections on Wednesday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they wind up on the same team. I don't know if they will or they won't, but I think if he does, you're probably going to see those guys practice some acrobatic catches before the game again.
And in addition to the X's and O's, it's very special when a player gets recognized for what they do off the field. Specifically, Eli Manning, who was named one of three finalists for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He was already the Giants Man of the Year Award, Paul, and he's done a lot of work in the local community.
You know, he works so hard and studies his craft for hours upon hours, but yet he always finds time for other people. And so whether it's the March of Dimes or the Tackle Kids Cancer deal that he does with Hackensack University Medical Center, Eli Manning is always giving to the community. Every week when Coach Tom Coughlin would bring in a less fortunate family who was battling some type of affliction to practice, it was always Eli Manning who stayed after practice when everybody else was inside to take pictures, sign autographs, and make those people feel special. That's good stuff.
The award will be announced the night before Super Bowl 50, and if Eli Manning wins the award, he'll be the first ever Giant to win the Walter Payton Award. He's been named the Giants Man of the Year every single season from 2007 to 2013. So plenty of accolades coming the way of Eli Manning. For Paul DiTino, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest 2-Minute Drill.